如果你要章节的话，就是先找一个人来抄章节哈。
And if you like to,
因为你自己也要写章节嘛，对不对
？If you write down, if you want to write down the verses, you know, in your notes, you may want to do that.
不晓得谁就是，还是找你的梁哈。
I cannot call all the names, so I guess I'll just call John again.
彼得前书一章四节。
来了。
彼得前书一章四节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 12.
他们得了启示。
First Peter.
一章一节。
一章启示录吗？
不是，我只是告诉他而已哈，我不看了，这些看
了。Oh, we don't have to refer to the actual verses, but I'm just asking him to write the verses down in your notes.
那你自己去看看哈。就是把你放在你的笔记里面嘛。
Yeah, just enter these into your notes.
我们就上两节哈，我们讲的现在做一个复习啊，讲三点。
So this is a quick review of the things we discussed in the past 2 hours.
就是启示、宣告、演绎法。
So we talked about the deduction.
那第二个就是这个启示下面一些经节，就是彼得前书一章四节。
Peter, First Peter chapter 1 verse 12.
启示录一章一节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 1.
还有一些例子，譬如说马太福音十六章十六节。
Matthew chapter 16 verses 16 to 17.
马太福音三章十七节。
Matthew 3 verses 17.
很多了，天上声音说就是从上往下的。
And a lot of references like that. The voice came from above. So I'm talking about the Revelation. And in a form of deduction.
那我们已经有谈过的那个，这个你那个杨长老那个圣经要道，你抄一抄就很多了。
And if you refer to Elder Young's the essentials of the doctrines, you're going to find even more references.
这是演绎的启示的。
So this is we're talking about revelation and deduction.
接下来归纳的。
And in terms of induction,
从人往从下往上的
from man's interpretation using reason from bottom up,
一定要有人啊。
Of course, you have to have man.
这不是给动物的。
And this is not given to the animals.
创世纪十八章十八节十九节。
And in Genesis chapter 18 verses 18 and 19,
神为什么拣选亚伯拉罕？
Why did God choose Abram?
为什么神要告诉亚伯拉罕？
Why did God reveal to him?
这里神很清楚的哈。
And in fact, it's very, very clear, clearly stated in Genesis.
神说我眷顾他。
And God said, I care of him.
我要叫他吩咐他的种子，吩咐的。
And therefore, I will also command him, order him to 哪一节？
十八节哈，二十九节。
And verse 19 in the book of Genesis,
吩咐他们子孙,
For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord.
Okay, 生命记六章
and
四节到九节,
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4 to 9.
这很有名的, 听啊, 以色列。
And this is, of course, we all know, all is here, all Israel.
这也是同样的, 要吩咐, 记在心里面, 教训。
So God, thy God with all, love thy God, thy Lord God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might.
然后要把它吩咐你的子孙，然后要记在心里面，然后要教训你的孩子。
And next verse, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children.
这是从人往从下往上的学习的。
So this is a process of study and learning from bottom up. So in the book of Ezra,
以斯拉定制研究遵行哦。
第四章是吧？
应该第七章。
Chapter 7.
七章十节。
Chapter 7 verse 10 in book of Ezra.
那耶稣来了。
And now Jesus came.
耶稣他是从天降下来的哦。
Now, of course, Jesus came from above.
但是他十二岁的时候。
But at the age of 12,
路加福音二章四十六节。
In Luke chapter 2 verse 16,
他在哪里？坐在殿里。
Where was he? He was sitting in the temple.
然后呢？
And there was,
坐在教师中间。
He was sitting amongst the teachers.
这些教师后来被他骂的狗。
And,
这些这拉比，对不对？
Those rabbi, those teachers, were really scolded. Had they learned a good lesson from Jesus?
有祸啦！你们这些就是那个什么，
And he told them, the scribes, and thou shalt be condemned. But still, Jesus sat amongst them. What did Jesus say? And he was listening and asking at the same time. So from bottom up. He used the same method, studying, researching, inducing.
当然没时间，你有时间的话，那个Patrick你去研究那个犹太人拉比的研究方法。
So maybe a Patrick, you can write a paper on the ways of research as conducted by the Jewish rabbis. That could be a good topic. So I give you 2 years to complete that. So there are two different schools. Yeah, one is Hilaire, the other one is Shammai. So even though they are different, but they use the same method. Jesus used this too. So Jesus was also learning. So again, this is learning from bottom up as a man would do. So the most important essential verse is in 1 Peter chapter 1.
10节到12节.
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 10 to 12.
这在这十十一节这三节里面，把上跟下启示的演绎跟学习的归纳，把它合起来。
So here in 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 11-12, you will see a focal point where these two approaches merge, converge at the same point. You know, searching from bottom up and revealing from top down.
那把它这两个把启示跟详细的寻求查考哈，把它合起来是什么呢？
So what would be the end result when you combine these two?
你自己念哦，在他们心里基督的灵。
So the spirit of Christ which was in them, this is in verse 11.
就是这个东西，就是我们所讲的那个什么。
So this is where the analogy of faith came from, the Spirit of Christ which was in them. And Paul actually used this method to search the Bible frequently. If you read Acts chapter 2, verses 14 to 36,
你在一个人不晓得谁了，做功课，你把这一段把那个quotation 把它去掉。
If you delete all the quotation in this section,
彼得讲没有几句话。
And actually, Peter said very little.
他只是把那经文汇编把它编出来而已。
And what Peter did was to actually use the concordance and collated all the references.
然后呢，你看。 这就是考究，那个就是研究的。
So again, here Peter used the same method. So you have to remember all these sources.
你背的话，你没有用你的头脑，那IQ好的，有人背的比较快的，那就背得快。他虽然没有圣经，也背得快啊。
Some with a higher IQ, you know, even though he doesn't know the Bible well enough
对不对?
As you do, but he can remember those scriptures.
当然有圣灵，可能会理解快啊。
But if you have the Holy Spirit, you probably understand better, comprehend more.
从小读圣经，但是也是有时候都背不起来。我那个同学根本没信，那背的比我好啊，怎么办？
For instance, in my case, I had problem remembering those scriptures, but I had a classmate who is not even a member of our church, but he remembered those scriptures well.
这跟那个圣人这个理智有那个理智跟那个背有关系的这个。
So your IQ probably has to do with that, but.
但是我们看36节。
Verse 36.
这就是他的结论。
And here we find the conclusion. This is Acts chapter 2, verse 36.
他这一个宣告，以色列全家当确实知道。
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly.
他在讲钉十字架上的这位耶稣，成为什么？
主称为基督这两
种。That God has made the same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ.
他也是用这种方法的。
So he used the same method analogy of.
我们看保罗。
How about Paul?
在论以色列人得救。
When you talk about the salvation for the Israel people.
罗马书哈第九章到十一章。
In the book of Rome, chapter 9 through chapter 11.
特别十章十一章哈。
Particularly chapter 10 and 11.
你不信你把那个download起来，然后你把里面的 quotation 全部把它去掉。
And again, in these two chapters, if you delete all the quotations,
保罗没讲几句话了。
And Paul really didn't say much.
但是你十一章剩二十五节，他说这是什么奥秘
？But in chapter 11, verse 25, what does that tell us? Chapter 11, verse 25. This is all mystery.
它奥秘是这样来的。
And because it says that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, and mystery came from.
没有经文汇篇，没有背经节，没有把这些把它串起来，没有就是那个归纳法，没有奥秘啊。
So mystery actually, it transcends beyond all these induction and so forth and so on, from reasoning, from analogy and so forth.
更觉得那个希伯来书第一章。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 1.
从第四节到十四节。
Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 4.
如果有人有兴趣，你再把所有的 quotation 把它去掉，哇，他没有讲几句话，又说他又说又说，只讲这些而已了。
And again, if you delete all the quotation in this section of the Bible, all you hear is that he said this and he said something else again.
对不对？你把那个引号里面的 quotation 全部拿掉，没有讲几句话而已啊。
So really, aside from those quotations, there's not much substance.
但是二章一节到四第四节就是他的结论。
But in chapter 2, verses 2 to 4, you'll find the conclusion here.
但是他的结论在第一章第四节已经告诉你了。
But the conclusion was already told, informed you in chapter 1, verse 4.
所以这告诉我们这是圣经研究的方法。
So, what I've said so far are different ways to study the Bible.
好，那我们现在再来看那这就是我讲的三步哈，启示的那个演绎。
So to put in a nutshell, we discuss the method of deduction, the method of deduction signifying revelation.
圣经的话讲什么就算什么。
And whatever the Bible says, it is the revelation directly from God.
好，那在你的方法就是来把它归类，把它分析研究。
And a human method is to induce and to collate.To do some research.
这个每个人都可以做的，不信的也可以做。
That can be conducted by anyone, believers or non-believers.
就是他反耶稣的，不相信耶稣的也可以做。他做的出来的结果跟你一样，跟有圣灵的一样。
Do not believe in Christ as a savior can do the same thing, and the result will be the same as you have found.
这样才会公平嘛。
And this is only a fair way to do it.
那我们不一样的就是我们有什么信仰类比。
But what we, why we are different from others is because we have received that analogy of faith.
这样我们才会高超。
So that's why our interpretation of the Bible would be a little bit superior.
这样才会更宝贵了。
It is more precious that way.
好，这就是我所讲的三点。
So this is a nutshell of what we discussed in the past 2 hours.
那接下来六个小时，我要用我的 outline 这个哈跟大家来谈。
In the ensuing hours, I'd like to discuss this topic with you, contemporary religious thinking and the New Wave Movement.
那个，我现在是分三大段来谈啊。
I'd like to, to divide my talk into 3 sections.
第一个是宏观。
First of all, I'd like to approach it macrocosmically.
我们，你要谈宗教思潮、新纪元运动，我们基于什么来谈呢？
If you want to talk about the contemporary religious thinkings and the New Age movement, where is the baseline?
我们是从圣经的预言。
So first of all, we look into the prophecies in the Bible.
圣经的预言常常是宏观的。
And the prophecy in the Bible usually has to be approached macrocosmically.
神的蓝图也是这样子的，一个宏观的。
So the blueprint of God is also a macrocosm.
这我们譬如说，启示录里面的预言呢，哈。 它里面有记载着。
And you'll find many prophecies in the book of Revelation.
它只是给一个原则性的指导。
But what is offered here is a matter of principle as a guiding principle.
这是很详细的。这个真耶稣教会出现了，要伊丽莎白要设立一个教会，我好像圣经好像找不到。
But then again, a lot of things you do not find in the Bible. For instance,
Elizabeth
wants to build a church here. Do you find biblical source for that?
有那个还记说有一个李叔叔在这边翻译，有没有
？S.P. Lee is supposed to interpret. Is that recorded somewhere?
好像没念过。
There's a lot of things which are not found in the Bible.
但是这是事实啊。
But the reality is such.
所以圣经给我们预言常常是宏观的。
So what I'm saying is that the prophecies you find in the Bible are macrocosmic in nature.
好，那那个见神给我们宏观。
Now through God,
那我在这里呢就要提到的启示录，我这个那个他的那个印有点印错哈。
There's a misprint somewhere, I think.
一这一啦，一二，这一三不是一一三。
不是，
这是
一点一，
1.3。
Yeah, should be 1.3 and then 1.3 and 1.
不是不是，应该是一一，这是一一二啦，一一二，一一三，啊，这是一二。
Okay, so the in terms of numbering, there's some out of sequence, I think. Yeah, so the first one should be probably 1.1.
第二个应该是，第二个是 1.1.2.
1.1.2, that's Matthew chapter 24.
那再就是末世三口应该是 1.2 才对。
Revelation 16 verse 13 should be 1.3, that is correct.
1.2 才对。
1.2 rather.
好。那我们来看宏观与圣经的预言哈。
So let's talk about macrocosm and the prophecies in the Bible.
但以理书第二章告诉我们这整个人类历史在神的手里。
In Daniel chapter 2, we'll find that human history is all in the plan of God.
当在巴比伦王朝的时候，神已经讲到末世了。
During the time of the Babylonians, God already talked about the last generation.
哦，所以这是神是历史的神。
So God is the God of history.
所以有人这样子说了哈。
So some people have claimed.
历史是什么
？What is history, by the way?
英文才可以的，其他的我们就比较难了。
It's his story. That's how the word history comes from. His story, from the story of man.
不是 ，his 是神的 story 了，就基督。
The story of God.
就是耶稣的 story.
His is capitalized H. His story, the story of God.
所以一般就是我们那个图哈，画图的话，就是我喜欢就是啊，这是人的。
And this square.That is the human world. Here's the cross.
以十字架为中心呢。
Serves as the center of human history.
就是十字架的道理，十字架的历史。
The truth of the cross. So the history actually is the history of the cross.
那当然，我们到末世呢，就是以教会为主了哈。
So of course, when you approach the last days, the church must remain the focus.
所以启示录也可以以教会论的观点来看。
So the book of Revelation can also viewed from the history of the church.
你说真耶稣教会的历史啦。
The history of the true Jesus Church.
当然里面有写世界性的、社会性的，这个是不可避免的，
of course,
are, 也是有了。
They are also worldly and mentioned and so forth.
所以神是指明后来必有的事的神。
So God, is already God already revealed.That it will be the things that yet are yet to happen. This is God.
所以这个像这个这种呢，给我们这是启示的哈。神说，神是指明后来必有事的神。
So here is a revelation that God is a God which will indicate to you what will yet to happen.
所以神能够知道未来事。
So God knows the future.
那但以理书四章这边说，神在人的国中掌权，所以神是主宰历史的神。
And in Daniel chapter 4, verses 32 to 35, you know that God has his ultimate power and authority.
那马太福音二十四章主耶稣告诉门徒这个。
In Matthew chapter 24,
这世界末日要发生的事情。
And Jesus told his disciples what are yet to happen in the last days.
好，那到末世的时候呢
？And how about during the last days?
启示录一章第一节以下。
In Revelation chapter 1 and from there.
就是神要他要将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人。
And God gave unto him to show unto his servants.Things which must shortly come to pass.
那个 Patrick, 你是不是神的仆人
？Patrick, are you a servant of God?
是不是
？You are, right?
是不是
？Yes.
所以启示是不是给你
？So is the revelation given to you then?
对
，as a servant of God.
你有没有得到启示
？Have you received revelation from God?
你有没有得到？你有没有启示？不是说你坐在那里哦就来了。
Revelation is not you sitting there and the revelation will just come upon you.
我们刚有点落掉的哈，我们来看那个加拉书第一章。
Let us refer to the book of Galatians chapter 1.
保罗怎么得启示呢
？How did Paul receive his revelation?
加拉太书第一章，保罗在讲他怎么得到启示。
In Galatians chapter 1 verse 1, Paul told us how he received the revelation.
第十一节。
Actually, verse 11, chapter 1.
他这福音不是出于人的意思啊。
And he said, "The gospel which was preached of me is not after man."
十二节的最后是说，是从耶稣基督启示来的。
Second half of verse 12, it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
好，所以启示，那启示在哪里
？So where is the revelation?
你看从什么时候开始启示？把那个启示的开始点在哪里
？When did the revelation start?
第十五节
，verse 15，
从妈妈的肚子里面。
Actually, is it began from the time of his mother. It says, in verse 15, it says, from my mother's womb. That's the starting point.
把它分别出来。
And separate me from my mother's womb.
虽然那时候他还不认识神哦，后来他
逼迫耶稣。He did not know God then, but he did afterwards.
但是保罗在讲这他的启示的话，是从这一点开始的了。
So when Paul talked about his revelation, he started from his mother's womb.
然后呢，分别先分别出来，然后呢又施恩招我。
And he said clearly that who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace.
所以是分别出来，选招。
So I was first separated, I was then chosen.
我们每个人都有了在做的。
And all of us have gone through that process already.
所以，我们有时候保罗他的经历跟我们在这里是一样的。
So Paul had the same kind of human experiences as we have.
然后十六节。
Verse 16.
那既然乐意将他的儿子又是启示，启示在我的启示在我心里。
To reveal his son in me that I might preach him.Among the heathen.
有时候我们会想说，哦，启示可能是看个异象啦，听个什么声音啦，不是。
So revelation we may conceive as a sound or a vision, but actually it's not.
在罗马书我们所看到的，他是很，我们看他很努力读书的，他从小虽然不信耶稣，都是读很好的。
In the book of Romans, you know, he was not a lazy.Child, he actually studied very diligently.
他说他比他童年的更用功啊。他们看电视的时候，他都在读书啊。
Worked much harder than his peers. You know, others were probably watching TV, so to speak, and he was studying diligently.
所以十四节他说，比同本国许多同岁的人更有长进，更热心。
So he said, in chapter 1, I think verse 14. And he said, you know, I studied even harder than my peers. Let's see, 是一章十四节吗？
一章十四节。
罗马书一章十四节。
不是，加拉太书，对不起。
Oh, it's the one I could find it. It's Galatians chapter 1, verse 14. Chapter 1, verse 14 says, And I profited in the Jews' religions above many my equals in my own nation.Be more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers.
他都比他们好啊。
So he was even more zealous and more diligent.
你不好读书，你不好背经节的话，你的启示不会比别人多。
So if you do not,
我们常可能搞错，你一直祷告，祷告对， you, 你不读圣经，只在那边祷告，有时候怎么样？
So if you only rely on prayer and do not study the Bible diligently, you may not receive the right revelation.
如果你圣经都不懂啊
，If you know nothing about,
你本来应该读圣经，你去那边看电视哈，然后就祷告。那一个人，他你看电视的时候，他祷告，不，他读经。你祷告，他跟你祷告，他的启示应该比你多。
So who do you think will receive more revelation? You know, one would just study the Bible while you are watching TV and then pray, and you are watching TV.And without studying the Bible and simply prayed, who will receive more revelation?
你会说啊，启示从祷告来的。
But you may insist revelation comes through prayers only.
对
，is not incorrect.
但是另外一半你要读圣经啊。
But the other person who studied the Bible and prayed,
该读经不读经，该背不背。
So when you are supposed to read the Bible,
归纳华不归纳华哈。
When you are supposed to induce, and if you fail to do all these,
啊，不行的。
And that's not right. That's not very good.
你看那些长老，他们圣经很熟啊，我都跟不上。
Look at our elders here. They know the Bible inside out.
有时候你听他讲，好像说简单啦，那其实他在家都背得要命啊。
They may appear to be very easy, effortless, but actually they have already invested a lot of energy and time in the study of the Bible.
是说他们是比较特别聪明了。我已经讲过背不太好嘛，他们可能。背得比较好一点。
Is that true that they are more intelligent than we are? But actually, they study harder than we have.
有人有过目不忘，一目十行。我常常说，我一行要看十遍啊。
There are some who are photographic memory, you know. But some of us may have to read the same line 10 times before we can remember it.
所以这两个一定要配合的。
So these two are mutually complementary, not exclusive.
没有配合的话，有时候会被迷惑。
If you do not complement these two approaches, you may become confounded.
一直读经没有神的带领祷告的话，也会偏了。
You just study the Bible without prayer, you may become deviated.
你不读经没有神的道理，这边一直祷告祷告。现在很多就是求能力的，他们都是这样子。我不是说我们，不是我说我们教会了。
And there are other people, you know, maybe they do not study the Bible. They only pray and pray spiritually, but they could be misled.
这像两条腿了。
Just like two legs, which we all have.
你祷告很厉害。
If you pray very diligently,
很有深入。
And in great depth.
你一只脚很厉害，但是你
only have one leg.
读经怎么都不会哈。你一只脚跳，你真的会独步天下。
And if you only have one leg jumping around, hopping around, that's not way to go about it.
我不晓得你独步天下能够走多久啊？
And I really wonder how far you can hop with one leg.
还是配合起来，两个脚都没有很厉，没有像你一只脚那么厉害，但是走得远了。
Maybe you know, both legs are not strong as a one person with only one strong leg.But you're going to walk longer distance than the other person.
So, 必要快神的事是只是他的众仆人啊。
So that's why he revealed to all his servants.
就是在座的每个人就是了。
So that means all of us.
所以这我讲这就是告诉我们说神的道理是可以明白的，并且也应该明白。
So what I'm saying is that the truth of God can potentially be understood, and we should understand.
你看罗马那个阿摩斯书六章三节。
If you turn to the book of Amos, chapter 6, verse 3,
这里神呢，他不告诉你，他就不做。
And if God doesn't tell you, then he won't do it.
好，他已经要把一旦告诉他的仆人众先知，不然就一无所行。
And he would tell his servants first and prophets, otherwise nothing would accomplish.
那我们来看启示录第十六章十三节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 16, verse 13.
这就是我想用这个来用末世三口来涵盖应该是下午之后要讲的，就是这些。宗教思潮跟新纪元运动。
So, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouths of the dragon and out of the mouths of the beast and out of the mouths of the false prophets. So these three mouths is what I would like to focus now and this afternoon.
来，我们来看十六章第十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
十六节。
Revelation chapter 16, verse 12.
一直念到十六节哈，十六章十六章十二节到十六节。
Let's read from verse 12 to verse 16. Chapter 16, verse 12. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. 13. And I saw the unclean spirit like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. Verse 14. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Verse 15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And 16. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon.
好，那十七节就是结束了。
And verse 17 is the conclusion. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done."
我们这一节done
了。So it is done. It's 12 o'clock.
那你的功课就是把这一段圣经哈分析。
So your homework is to analyze what we just read.
第一个哈 structure analysis 哈。
First, let's conduct a structural analysis. You have all studied structural analysis.
你把这个，你这经文你就把它抄一抄。
And all you have to do is just copy down those verses.
当然，如果当神学生的话，这也要学的，这是第一步了哈。
And as a theological student, you probably have to do that.
现在会抄圣经。
First, you have to know how to copy the Bible.
抄就是你把动词放在一起，你把那个好像英文一样，你把主词、宾语、那个什么、
so、different,
数词，这
form of speech, put all the verbs together, put all the adjectives together, noun, pronouns, whatever, categorize.
这是一个 main sentence, 它是一个 sub sentence, 就是把它分出来。
So、you identify the main sentence from the subordinate clauses and sentences, so you know exactly structurally what you're reading.
那再来，你就是里面有的 term 哈，你譬如说从东方出来
，and there are certain striking terms. For instance, something rising out of the east.
在启示里面是指什么
？And so, what does that really refer to in the book of Revelation?
你先不要想太多，你就把那个什么恐慌感子拿来，就是归纳法啦。你把每一个 term 把它归纳法，把它弄出来。
So again, just identify some special terms like east.You know, then use concordance and you know try to put all these related verses together.
你先不要想那个看电影有一个阿玛格懂那什么东西的那个动到那个世界大战那个哈，你不要被他影响啊，是不是？你看圣经就好，不要每次都想到那个是这个什么货、哦，又是原子弹，又是那个核子弹，又是时光弹、那个。
I know there's a film entitled Armageddon, but don't let all these images overwhelm you.
好，那你把圣经里面大战在哪里？
But actually, you know, study the Bible only. You know, where does the Bible talk about this great, you know, battle warfare?
这个谁来做？不晓得谁做就是。
Who should be doing this?
Ted, 你有没有做？你还没做嘛？哈，好，it's done. 来，我们来祷告。